Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:45, quarter till 9. It is Monday morning, August 2nd. Welcome to August. Welcome to heat and humidity. Although there is a higher than normal chance for showers today, and of course, August is when our radar really gets turned on for the tropics, and it's quiet so far, and let's hope it stays that way. Jefferson Parish Public Schools hope it stays that way. James Gray joins us now, Jefferson Parish Superintendent. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How's it going?
It's going well for me and you.
We're doing well. Trying to get ready for the start of school. Kind of excited about getting our kids back in the building, and excited that our teachers are back in the building planning for them to return.
When is the first day, August 12th?
August 9th is our first day of school. Our principals have been back for a couple of weeks now, and our teachers' first day is today.
Wow. And then August 9th is when the kids show up?
August 9th is when the kids show back up in the building.
Boy, that's early, James. Did you ever go to school that early when you were a kid?
No, we were actually the latter part of August when we were starting back when I was in school, which was a long time ago.
Yep, that was back in the day. Tell me about this whole Delta variant and masks and how concerned you are about, the teachers, principals, students, et cetera.
Well, I think the first thing I need to do is thank our teachers, our administrators, our support staff, and our families for allowing us to be able to stay open last school year with all of our mitigation practices that we had in place. Everybody understood the importance of having in-person instruction, and we want to try to carry that over this upcoming school year. And so we're always concerned about the health and welfare of all of our stakeholders. And so we are looking at what we're doing with our Start Strong plan that we released last week to talk about our practices for opening up. And we're also in constant communication with our healthcare professionals and partners throughout the state.
So when it comes to masks, what's the policy going to be?
Our policy right now is that we're strongly encouraging face masks. Again, we are aligned with the governor and Louisiana Department of Health, and we know that that can pivot at any particular time, but right by now we're following the guidance that has been given out by those two entities.
So if a teacher wants to wear a mask, they can. If a teacher or if a parent wants to put a mask on their kid, they can, depending on the age, of course.
Absolutely. Last year, we actually had all of our kids from pre-K through 12th grade where they wore a mask, and we actually didn't have any difficulties with even the little ones wearing masks. But this year is going to be one that is strongly encouraged. So if they choose to wear the mask, they can.
I'm trying to remember. Did you all, James, have any virtual learning last year or not?
Yes, we did. We had virtual learning as an option last year for our families. We had approximately 21,000 students that were in virtual last year at the beginning. But as time went on, people saw that schools were safe to be in person, so that number started to dwindle down. I have to credit a lot of that to our teachers and our administrators. They were constantly on the phone and letting parents know that they had safe practices within the school, letting them know that they would take care of their babies when they came into the building. And we started getting a slow roll back into our school. So by the time we ended the school year, we had approximately 12,000 that were still fully virtual. We are still analyzing the data in terms of testing. We know that in-person learning does work best for our students, but we're looking to see how much of an impact the virtual learning actually had on our kids, as well as being in person and having the quarantines to account for throughout the school year and see how that has had an impact on our students' performance.
Yeah, I want to pick up that thread when we come back. And James, I get an F here for not remembering that you guys had virtual learning when you consider God almighty. How could I forget that, right? What in the world is going on with me?
One of the things that we've learned about being in a pandemic, you know, everybody had COVID brain at one point or another, so it's real easy to forget those types of things.
Apparently so, but especially when, I don't know if you want to get into that or not, but the end result was it cost the Jefferson Parish school system how much?
In relationship to?
With the BB gun and all that stuff.
That's something that I really don't want to get into now. We have other things that are definitely a top priority. Our biggest piece was making sure that we had an opportunity where all of our kids were going to be in a safe environment and that everybody's perspectives were going to be taken into account on how we move forward in education.
Well, let me say it then, if you won't say it. The only result was it cost the school board money and the school system money that really could have been used in better areas. I'll say it. I didn't mean to bring you down that road, but it just goes to how could I forget that that there was no virtual learning in Jefferson Parish. But when we come back, we'll pick up on the thread of comparing, did you lose anything with virtual education? How do you pick it up? How do you keep everybody at the same level? How do you evaluate different kids at different levels? Who's ready to go on? Who needs to be maybe a little bit of remedial instruction? How do you keep that all balanced in a classroom? Remember, James, you wanted the job and you got it. And also about vaccine mandates, et cetera. We're talking to James Gray, Jefferson Parish superintendent, about Jefferson Parish schools. Teachers are at it today. The students show up on a 9th, and we pause for traffic now on WWL. 8:56, 4 before 9, Monday morning, August 2nd. Teachers are at it in Jefferson Parish. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL, and the students get at it. Next Monday, August 9th, we're talking to Dr. James Gray, Jefferson Parish superintendent, about the school year. Quickly, doctor, before we move on, any plans on vaccination mandates?
We haven't had any conversations about vaccination mandates, but we're having continuous conversations about vaccination opportunities. So ever since we had teachers become eligible, we've been providing opportunities with all of our healthcare partners to try to get as many vaccination events as we could. We want to make sure that we made it as easy as possible to make sure they can still focus on the teaching that has to be done, but give them as many opportunities as they can to get the vaccination if they chose to do so. And so now that we have a population of students that are eligible, we're also providing vaccination opportunities for students as well.
Do you have any idea percentage of teachers that are vaccinated?
That's something we can't pinpoint a number on. Right now, we can say that we vaccinated approximately 2,000 teachers through our vaccination events. But because so many of them may be taking opportunities through other avenues, we don't have that data. We send out surveys to see who would volunteer that information, but it's up to whether or not they want to share that information with us. So we can't give that number at this particular time.
When it comes to students that some of them took were educated virtually, some of them were in a classroom, is there any way to measure a difference between virtual learning and in-classroom learning? And then how do you move a whole class forward while not holding those that didn't lose anything back, but yet keeping those that maybe did lose a little bit virtually, keeping them up to speed?
We're going to have a very systematic process of how we're going to be moving forward. What we tried to do was gather as much information as we could from teachers and from administrators at the end of the school year to see where kids were in relationship to the benchmark testing that we gave. And now that we have state data in, we're running checks against what our data showed at the end of the school year plus what the state's data is saying. And we're trying to make sure that we give individualized opportunities for kids when we come back to school. So we'll be doing more benchmarking and diagnostics when they return to school. And then that way teachers can understand what it is that our students need on an individual basis, but also as an entire class. And so we'll have intervention opportunities for individual kids to where they can meet those students' needs. We also provided opportunities this summer with our Summer Bridge program. In our traditional summer schools, we approximately have about 1,600 kids to attend, but in our Summer Bridge program, we had roughly 4,000 students to attend. And in those opportunities, we tried to make sure that we closed that learning gap as much as we can for those individuals that chose to participate. But we want to make sure that we provided an enrichment opportunity as well. We want to try to make sure that we provided as much emotional and social support, since a lot of those kids were not in school or were limited in what they could do in school. So we had the core instruction going on during our Summer Bridge program, but we also had opportunities for them to do things like STEM programs. We partnered with STEM NOLA. We had opportunities for dance teachers to come in, arts teachers to come in. And what we want to do was engage those kids in a holistic learning aspect, so as we can get them to bridge the learning gap, but also to kind of get some emotional and social recovery before coming back into the school year in August.
Thank you, Dr. Gray. Good luck. Hope it's a great school year for everybody in Jefferson Parish. We'll be back in a flash. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.